Hey, I just wanted to share with you real briefly what the Lord spoke to me the other day. Just share it with you because I knew I wouldn't have a whole lot of time this morning. But I wanted to give you something that says, okay, that's Cliff, that's great, baptisms and members, but what about me? You know, feed me a little bit here, right? Who's willing to admit that? Yeah, sure. So here's the challenge and the inspiration and the motivation or whatever for you today. Proverbs 21, verses 30 and 31. And I just call this message, this devotional, the house always wins. You heard that phrase? Yeah. The house always wins, right? Proverbs 21, verses 30 and 31. There is no wisdom and no understanding and no counsel against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. And when I read that the other day, I go through and I'm like, what does that mean, you know? And I just felt the Lord speak to me, and I've experienced this in my life, and I'm sure a lot of you have. You know, there is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. God's always going to get his way. He's going to do what he wants to do. And he's going to win. He's going to do according to his purposes every time. There is, you know, and I'm going to go back to, and if you're visiting with us this morning, then, you know, we're thrilled you're here, and I recognize, hey, baptisms, that draws folks in, you know. You can check out any of our previous messages on our website at bmcc.cc, but everything we've been talking about the last couple weeks from John 13 about Jesus said, by this the world will know you are my disciples if you have love for one another. And we talked about, you know, the very real struggles of a hard life sometimes, that things don't always go to plan. And we talk about Job, you know, in the Old Testament, and Job is, you know, the story of human suffering and this question of fairness and God, why does this happen and all that, you know, but the end result of Job and his response is, God, you're sovereign. You're in control. Your wisdom, you think differently than I do, and that's a good thing, right? How many of us could go, you know, thank God, God doesn't think like I do. Because the reality is, if God thought like you did, then we're all in a whole lot of trouble. Amen. He doesn't think like us, but that means sometimes he does things that we don't agree with or understand, and that's where this wrestling with faith comes in of, well, that's not fair, or what about... There is no wisdom and no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. He is going to do what he wants to do. He's always going to win. The house always wins. But the next verse, the horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. See, I read those two verses together because even though God is sovereign and he's going to do what he wants and his kingdom is going to be accomplished, and there is no end game here in which the devil wins. Everything he did was for a purpose and accomplished his purposes. And that's why when Jesus Christ hung on a cross, he said, it is done, it is finished. Mission accomplished. And now it's just a matter of time until he returns and establishes his kingdom forever and puts the devil away forever, and there's an end to sickness and disease and sorrow and death, and all that stuff is all gone. It's just a question of which side are you going to believe between now and then. So even though that's a foregone conclusion, that does not absolve ourselves, myself or you, of your responsibility to train yourself to accomplish God's purposes. Well, amen. I knew I'd get that's but that's experience, Rick, right? You've lived it. And I thought about it, I'm like, wow, you know, that's pretty much our whole biblical philosophy right there. God's in control, and yet there is an expectation for us to continually learn and submit every area of our lives to him so that he can work in our lives to bring about his purposes. And so I'm challenging this morning to prepare your horses for victory. Prepare your horses for battle. And so, I wrote it in here, and I wrote it in my journal, like, no, I have to train every horse that I have. I have to train my mind. I have to discipline and prepare that horse for battle according to God's ways so that he can accomplish his victory, even though he's going to do what he wants. I have to train my heart to do things His way so that I can experience His victory. I have to train my physical body so that I don't experience negative side effects. I have to train my finances. I have to train my relationships. I have to train my words, my thoughts, all those horses. I got to train them for battle so that God can experience His victory. And if you're struggling here, you say, man, I just, come back to this. God, you know, I've done things my way. I've trained my horse, but I trained it the wrong way. So Lord, help me to train things your way. Lord, you want to come on down here? I told you I'd give you like 12 seconds to get down here. Why is this, you know, and this is all very personal for me as of late. I don't know how many weeks ago it was now. I gave you homework, remember? Yeah. Oh yeah, I remember, because then you got yelled at me when I didn't do it. But your homework was, according to in John 13, was to sit down and have face-to-face moments with the people in your life and tell them what they meant to you. I won't ask for the show of hands. I won't embarrass anybody who didn't do it. But I'm telling you, do it. Don't wait, you know. And Lloyd and I just want to come up here and share this as a collective thank you, because that was 2 weeks ago already.
Wow.
Time flies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 2 weeks ago, Lloyd and I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who was part of the greatest con/surprise party in BMCC history. I can't believe that nobody let it slip. There was at the Super Bowl party, ended up being a surprise birthday party for Lloyd and for me, because one of us turned 50 and one of us turned 60. And I'll let you figure out.
You guys know.
Which worked really well, because I thought it was a surprise party for him and he thought it was a surprise party for me, so we were completely in the dark about it. but And aside from the outcome of the game, which we're not going to talk about today. Next week, I promise, we'll talk about it next week. Was the, you know, at halftime, you know, Jenny and Yvonne there had folks come up and share what we meant to you. And, well, you want to say anything?
No, I don't. No, really. I mean, I personally was just blown away. It started out with Monday having a CMT meeting, and they had a party for me there. Friday night, some friends, though I worked Friday, they had to move the party to Saturday. And so they turned around and had a party at my house for me. I was like, okay. So and then Sunday, we turned around and had another one, and I was just blown away at the love and the cards and the gifts and the things that just continue to, even like last night we got another card in the mail. It's just of how much you guys love, and that's always been a real struggle for me, because ultimately I never think I deserve it. And even in my walk with God, it's the same way. So when he was talking this morning, he was talking about me, you know, just accepting what the love of God has for us in our lives. We love you.
That's why I love this guy right here, because of that right there. He's... Yeah, thanks. So we wanted to say thank you for that, and certainly as I reflected on, you know, as folks were sharing things, and I, you know, they were sharing these stories and things, and it comes back to this, right? As people were sharing these moments, these memories of these moment, these things that him and I both did in their lives, you know, separately or together, we didn't set out to do that. None of them were these like epic moments. They were just in the moment, and it was just us saying, "No, this is yeah, I can do that. I can say that. I can be there," because that's who God has made us to be. And as we both have done this, trained our horses for victory, that in those moments of just being who the Lord wanted you to be, it creates this long-lasting life impact for good. And I'm not saying that to toot our own horn, okay? Because what God is doing in our lives, he's doing in your life too. And that's why I'm encouraging you to sit and have these conversations and to train your horses for victory and to be, just do the little things day in and day out. As you do that, God does incredible things in your life. as a result of it. And the people around you are better for it. And that's it. That's it, you know. The house always wins. God's going to accomplish his purposes. He does look to you to be a part of it. He's going to do it with you or without you. You can ask Jonah about how it goes, how that went, trying not to do it without him. Or ask any of the, you know, ask Peter. We're going to look at Peter, you know, again next week, and his denial. Like, things went a whole lot better for Peter when he said, "No, Lord, I'm in with you, whatever you're doing," as opposed to going, no, I'm going to do things my way. So train your horses for battle, and then expect and be amazed at the victory the Lord brings in your life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Would you close your eyes? Music team, you guys want to come up here? You know, I know Jenny had us pray this earlier, but I'm just going to put it out there. If you have never before said yes, if you've never taken step one, the first mile marker, surrender to Jesus Christ, asking him to be Lord and Savior, but that's your desire, that's your decision this morning, I'm going to ask you to raise your hand right where you are so I can agree with you. This is your public statement of faith. You may make that decision this morning. If I don't see you, just wave something, throw something at me, whatever. If you're watching us online, you know, live stream, in the chat box, we can agree with you. Okay. Great. Then I'm going to pose this question, you know, if you're willing to say, I want to train my horses for victory. I'm giving God every area of my life, and I'm going to expect him to do good things. If you're making that commitment this morning, then just raise your hand. Great. Would you pray this prayer with me out loud together? Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, and your plan for my life. I surrender to you today, Lord. Every part of it. You've given me a stable full of horses. I'm going to train them all for your victory. And I thank you, Lord, that what you're going to do as a result. I love you, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Amen.